Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
From Stranger to Neighbor by Russ Mulkey, Florida, USA. In late fall 2002, I worked for a few weeks renovating our whole house inside. One weekend in October, I was working on getting the bathroom ready for the tile to be installed. As I put up the permaboard, I realized I was a sheet short and would need to purchase another one. My wife and son and I got into our truck and headed for the store. When we entered and arrived at the building department, I explained to the salesperson that I needed one sheet of permaboard cut to a particular size. I told him that when I had taken the original three pieces home, I was also purchasing 8 2x4s. Because permaboard is very stiff, I had used the 2x4s to support the permaboard so it wouldn't crack into pieces hanging out of my truck on the way home. The salesperson simply said they didn't cut this board. My wife and I asked to talk to the manager as we had no other way to get this board home but to use our truck. While we waited, my 5-year-old son needed to use the restroom. I left my wife with the measurements for the cuts and went off to find the restroom. When I returned, my wife said the manager had replied and that he would not cut the board either. However, while my wife was waiting for my son and I, she had struck up a conversation with a couple online waiting to pay for their purchase. The husband offered to cut the board for me if I brought it to his house. I explained that I could cut the board at home. The problem was I could not fit the board in my truck without a good portion of it hanging out. With the board partly hanging out of the truck, it would crack up from bouncing on the way home and be of no use. The husband told me he would do the neighborly thing and put the board in his truck, which was larger than mine, and would carry it safely. So I helped him load everything into his truck, then he followed me to the house and helped me carry the board into my garage. I offered to pay him $10 for his trouble a few times, but each time he declined, saying this was his good deed for the week. In dealing with people who don't care, which seems to be much too frequently these days, we forget that there are still kind people willing to go out of their way to help a stranger. I am grateful to this man who is willing to help us, for no other reason than to do the neighborly thing.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.